Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
54942.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
My name is Lori Messerschmidt. Last name, Messerschmidt.
Thank you. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
N as in Nancy, 1672 Julius Drive, Greenville, Wisconsin.
Thank you. And so I do see here that you were charged for the Bytub, and that is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle.
So I did not order these, and I did not sign up for these. So I have two charges on a charge card. One on 526 that says Total Healthy Fitness, and the other one on 616 Premium Living Gadget Supplement something. That one's for $39.99. Before I call my credit card and tell them this is fraud, I would like you to have the opportunity to remove this, please.
Okay. So you never received an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win a mixer in a raffle?
I did do the raffle thing, but I did not sign up for any charges. Absolutely not. So if that was in a fine print, that'd be bad. So I would like you to remove this, please, because I will report this as spam if you don't, please.
Okay. So in the terms and conditions, when you seen that you were able to win the mixer in a raffle, that is where it stated about the $59.89.
It actually didn't say, excuse me, it did not say anything about the chance to win a mixer. It said I was chosen for the mixer, period, which I never did receive. And that's exactly how it was worded.
So if you agree,
so again, I'm giving you the opportunity to remove these charges from my charge card, or I will report this as fraud, because in the statement it was fraudulently displayed. So the opportunity is yours to remove this, please.
So with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, it is.
I did not put anything in
terms you as a courtesy. Is a $55 refund. That's minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
And then no more charges, period?
It's already been canceled.
Because I can see this going on and on and on and on and on. This is on Facebook. This is all over the place. And I don't care what you say. This is fraud. It was fraudulently represented.
Are you accepting the $55 refund, ma'am?
Out of how much?
You were charged $59.89.
And you're giving me $55 back?
Correct.
Yes, I will accept that.
Okay, so that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days. This also has been canceled. If there isn't anything else that I could do for you, thank you for calling customer support.
Yep. That's a bunch of bullshit.